After years of protests against the cruise industry in Venice, large ships will, from today, be banned from entering the historic Italian city and its waterways. Any ships over 25,000 tonnes will now be prevented from entering the waters off St Mark's Square and cruising down to Giudecca Canal. This comes 2 weeks after the Italian government passed an urgent decree banning large ships to protect the city's environmental, artistic and cultural heritage. That move means Venice narrowly avoided being included in a list of endangered UNESCO World Heritage Sites, and we know all about those. Jane DeMosto is an environmental scientist and founder of the We Are Here Venice group, which focuses on environmental and social projects. She joins us from Venice. Jane, thank you very much for joining us.
Hello, everybody.
I think I can hear the opera in the background, and I thank you for taking time out. We'll hope not to keep you too long. Jane, you've been campaigning for a long time against these cruise ships, these huge cruise ships entering Venice, and from today ships will be banned from the city. So is the fight won? Do you consider this fight won?
Well, you know, I like to say the devil is in the detail. We cannot forget the reasons why we were campaigning against the cruise ships in Venice. And that means we have to continue to campaign because the problem isn't Venice. The problem has become the cruise ships that have been getting bigger and bigger, causing greater environmental impacts, greater social distortions, the way that huge numbers of passengers invade the local communities, the types of work offered by the cruise companies, as well as the greater cruise sector, and also the economic liberties that the cruise industry has wherever it goes. So that's a long answer to your question, and the short answer is that it's definitely a great breakthrough for Venice and for Venetian residents, but we have to see how the rest of this move is implemented. Where are they going to shove the cruise ships? Are they going to give clear signals to the cruise industry to change the way they work?
Okay, just back to the link between this and the UNESCO threat. UNESCO was threatening to put Venice on the list of endangered World Heritage Sites. That's why,
yes,
it's understood, that's why the Italian government intervened so quickly.
That is the reason why the government intervened so quickly. And the question still remains why UNESCO considered that enough, because in the UNESCO report produced in 2020, a huge range of issues were listed that are threatening the future of Venice.
Yes.
The cruise ships are just one element
of many. Let's stay with the cruise ships for now. The damage that it was worried about was damage to the foundations of the city itself and the palazzos, was it? What is that damage visible? Can Venetians see the damage being done?
Well, don't forget that, you know, Venice started being created more than 1,000 years ago. And when Venice was built over the centuries, it was built by people that imagined Venice needs to survive permanently. They weren't thinking like people think now when they build a glass skyscraper with a 20-year time scale. That's what makes Venice so exceptional, why Venice is a beacon of humanity. So the damage caused by cruise ships is exacerbating the decay of the urban fabric of Venice. And yes, we do see where rocks and stones are like falling off the edges of the canals due to the large volumes of water that are moved by cruise ships.
I was just going to say that the ban means that from today, actually, cruise companies have now scrapped Venice from their itineraries until alternate docking arrangements are found, and the government is looking at them now, including the possibility of a nearby industrial port of Marghera. If that port is developed and the cruise ships come there, does that satisfy your concerns about the impact of this industry on Venice?
Thank you for bringing that up, because that is the crucial issue. Because just as the cruise ships were shaking the foundations of the buildings in Venice when they came through the center of the city, their route to Marghera will involve huge amounts of sediment. You know, Venice is surrounded by a lagoon. I think you have lagoons somewhere in Australia. And you know, it's a very complicated transitional environment made up of mud, plants, different kinds of vegetation. And where the cruise channel is going to be, it's a particularly fragile and vulnerable area
right.
of the lagoon. And if they destroy that further, it will expose Venice to stronger currents and the problems that we're... So it's just moving the problem, but keeping the issue,
okay.
if you know what I mean.
I do. Jane, look, thank you very much for joining us. And again, thanks for slipping out of the opera to speak with us. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Jane de Mostow is an environmental scientist and founder of We Are Here Venice Group.